Welcome to Insight, the show where we wander through the catalogues of the artists who sit in the history books under the section marked icons. In this episode, we feature our first Brit. I asked the question on the website with regards whose catalogues you would like me to look at, and so many of you have requested the one and only Shirley Bassey. One of the many hits we associate with Shirley Bassey, and as like so many of the artists we featured in these shows, Shirley was so much more than the big hits and the Bond theme, so I've selected a dozen or so of her recordings for this episode, which I hope you enjoy. So let's go back to the beginning, when Shirley, like so many of her UK contemporaries, was still following the quite traditional path of singing with the remnants of the wartime big bands and orchestras that still featured in palais, town halls and dance halls all over the UK. Shirley was singing with these kinds of bands as a teenager, and many of her early recordings capture how she was sounding and what she was singing. I would hazard a guess that much of her singing style resulted from many hours listening and studying the phrasing and dramatic and emotive stylings of Judy Garland.
The night is bitter, the stars have lost their glitter, the winds grow colder, and suddenly you're older, and all because of the man that got away. That one you has run off and undone you. That great beginning has seen the final inning. Don't know what happened. It's all a crazy game. say. Good riddance, goodbye. Every trick of his you're on to. But fools will be fools, and where's he gone to? The road gets rougher, it's lonelier and tougher. With hope you burn up, tomorrow he may turn up. There's just no let up. The livelong night and day. Ever since this world began, there is nothing settled than a one-man woman looking for the man that got away. Riddance, goodbye. Every trick of his you're on to. But fools will be fools, and where's he gone to? The road gets rougher, it's lonelier and tougher. With hope you burn up, tomorrow he may turn up. There's just no let up. The livelong night and day. Ever since this war began, there is nothing settled. One man, woman, looking for the man that got away. Good riddance, goodbye. The man that got away.
A 22-year-old Shirley from 1959, exuding the very best aspects of Judy Garland. Another recording now from around the same period, and whilst her voice still features the same clarity as the recording we just heard, this one demonstrates her remarkable control, and it's this ability to switch between her different delivery styles of songs that would eventually mark her head and shoulders above the competition.
Every time we say goodbye, I die a little. Every time we say goodbye, I wonder why a little. Why? Of spring about it, I can hear a lark somewhere begin to sing about it. There's no love song finer, but how strange the change from major to minor. Every time we say goodbye, such an air of spring about it. I can hear a lark somewhere begin to sing about it. There's no to minor every time we say goodbye.
As times and tastes changed, Shirley began covering material from musicals of the day rather than the songs she may have heard on the radio growing up. We'll hear how her studio performances were sometimes in complete and utter contrast to her stage performances, but first, here she is with a song from the day's massive stage hit, Oliver. From Lionel Bart's Oliver. Just 4 years after that recording, let's now hear what Shirley was up to one night at the Pigalle Club in London, which was recorded. Now, what's incredible about this is she's still in her 20s, but sounds like an old pro in the best way possible. She's assured vocally, but we can hear now, most likely thanks to her learning her craft over years of club dates, palais and dance halls, that she knew exactly how to handle a live audience, how to tease them, how to take them along on the journey of a song. Here she is on stage at the Pigalle Club in total control. And furthermore, whilst certain aspects of the Judy Garland influence remained with her for her whole career, by this point she had completely developed and established her own distinctive vocal style. Anyway, here she is at the top of her game.
I've wined and dined on Mulligan's tune. I never wished for turkey. I've hitched and hiked and drifted too, from Maine to Albuquerque. Alas, I'm always known as being the part. I was never at Al McCogan's party. You see him? When she honored Ringo Starr, her social circles moved too fast for me. My whole Bohemia is the place to be. For dinner at 8, I love the theater, but never come late. I never bother with people I hate. That's why this lady is a tramp. I don't like craft games with barons and earls. Won't go to Harlem in a linen and pearls. Won't dish the dirt with the rest of those girls. That's why this lady is a tramp. I like the free, fresh wind in my hair, life without care. I'm broke, that's up. Hey California, it's cold and it's damp. That's why this lady is a tramp. I like the free, fresh wind in my hair, life without care. I'm broke, that's okay. Hey California, it's cold and it's damp. That's why this lady is a tramp. And I love it. Yes, I'm a tramp and I love it. And I wish that you were coming my way. Yeah, I wish that you were coming my way. Yeah, I wish that you were coming my way. Yes, I'm a
Shirley Bassey, live in London from 1965. The track listing on this album perfectly reflects the change in the times and the shift that was occurring in Shirley's repertoire, along with the classics from the Great American Songbook. Contemporary songs of the day were being given the Shirley vocal treatment, and I've selected a couple of these for us all to enjoy. A few years previously, Shirley had released a song that would feature in almost every live concert she would ever perform in for the rest of her life. Written by Jerry Lieber and Mike Stoller, it provided her with the perfect musical platform to show us her full range of controlled, emotional and dramatic vocal stylings.
I who have nothing. I who have no one, adore you and want you so. I'm just a no one with nothing to give you but all. I love you. You buy her diamonds, bright, sparkling diamonds. But believe me, dear, when I say that she can give you the world, but she'll never love you the way. I love you. You can take her any place she wants, to fancy clubs and restaurants. But I can only watch you with my nose pressed up against the window pane. I who have nothing, I who have no one, must watch you go dancing by, wrapped in the arms of somebody else. Darling, 'tis on. Who loves you?
Shirley's 1963 hit. The next recording I want to play you comes from an album she recorded the same year of the Pigalle success, 1965, by which point Shirley was a huge star, thanks to the exposure her first Bond song, Goldfinger, had given her. She released an album of songs from the musicals, and her delivery of this one, which was one of several songs she covered from newer musicals of the time, is sublime, soaring above a string arrangement she sounds utterly incredible.
There's a place for us somewhere, a place for us, peace and quiet and open air. Wait for us somewhere.
Gorgeous. I mentioned the Bond movies earlier, and although I'm sure you know these songs and have heard them a million times, let's just remind ourselves of the first titled song that helped ensure Shirley's status as a bona fide icon.
Goldfinger, he's the man with the Midas touch, a spider's a cold finger beckons you to enter his web of sin. But don't go in. Golden words he will pour in your ear, but his lies can't disguise what you've of death from Mr. Goldfinger. Pretty girl, beware of this heart of gold. This heart is cold. Golden words he will pour in your ear, but his lies can't disguise what you fear. For a golden girl knows when he's kissed her, it's the kiss of death from Mr. Goldfinger. Pretty girl, beware of this heart of gold. This heart is cold. He loves only gold. Only gold. He loves gold. He loves only gold. Only gold. He loves gold.
The 1964 recording that pushed Shirley's fame and career through the stratosphere. In 1970, Shirley covered a George Harrison song, and her delivery on this is yet another we should celebrate. Although this is a song we all know, at the time Shirley recorded it, not only was it a new song, only released by the Beatles at the end of the previous year, she was, I think, the first female singer to pick up on it and record a version of it.
Something attracts me like no other lover. Something in the way he woos me. I don't want to leave him now. You know I believe in how. Somewhere in his smile he knows that I don't need no other lover. Something in his style that shows me. I don't want to leave him now. You know I believe in time. You're asking me, will our love grow? I don't know.
the song Frank Sinatra declared the greatest love song of the past 50 years. Well, we're nearly at the end of this episode of Insight. Shirley recorded hundreds of songs over the years. I mean, I could have included other Bond songs, but you know those. And you know Hey Big Spender, Kiss Me Honey Honey, and I Am What I Am. So to finish off, I've selected some of the more recent ones, and it feels to me a little bit more reflective songs that she's recorded. This one was written and produced by the Manic Street Preachers and David Arnold. And dare I say, it could in time become to viewed as her My Way, if you like. See what you think.
There's a crack in every pavement. Underneath there is a beach. It's been a long time longing as history.
The Girl from Tiger Bay, recorded in 2009, well past the point when Shirley had enjoyed her 70th birthday. And that album performance is well worth getting. There's some lovely songs on there written by the likes of Rufus Wainwright, Gary Barlow, the Pet Shop Boys, Don Black and many others. So to finish up, I've selected the most recent song she's recorded. This was released last year in lockdown, and although it's an old cover, Shirley singing it at the age of 83 years old is remarkable. Her voice sounds as intensely and emotively genuine as ever. And even though there's the passing of around 60 years from the first recordings we've heard in this show, her artistry to me at least would suggest that she is the closest thing to Judy Garland these shores have ever or is likely to ever have produced. And before we hear this, just think of the 83-year-olds that you know and ask yourself whether they might be able to deliver a note like Shirley does at the very end. So here we go, the last track on Shirley's most recent album.
Music was my first love, and it will be my last. Music of the future, and music of the past. To live without my music would be impossible to do, 'cause in this world of troubles, my music
the one, the only, Shirley Bassey. I do hope you've enjoyed this episode of Insight with me, Leo Green, here on lgradio.online, where we've been enjoying just some of the fabulous recordings from Shirley Bassey. Please do visit the website, where you can find out what else we have to offer for you, and you can, of course, listen to this show again whenever you like via our Listen Again page. This is lgradio.online. Thanks for listening.